And he joins us now. Keith, commiserations. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us. Commiserations, Keith. John Perry says you were boxed in as a candidate.
Well,
with four running.
The four, four for who?
For you, all the Fianna Fáil candidates. You were boxed in.
No. I actually advocated for the four candidate strategy at head office level because I always believed that three seats were there for Fianna Fáil. If you look at this electoral area, there are seven seats, but really, south of the Ox Mountains, there's only five. So,
yeah,
running four in that five-seater, I always believed it was going to deliver three seats for the party, and it will. I had thought that I would have stood a good chance of getting one of those. But realistically, it was always going to be a case of myself or Liam. And Liam knows that. I knew that as well. And Barry's battle was with Martin Connolly. It was always going to be one seat over there. So the strategy from a party perspective is not the reason why I'm elected. The reason I'm not elected is the vote that I got in Ballymote. Quite simple as that.
Slightly down, Mark was saying, not to any great extent, or it just wasn't
down,
strong enough.
Down enough. In 2019, I got 37% of the vote, and I got 33% this time. I was hoping, as I said yesterday, to get 45% of the vote, and as I mentioned, most candidates would be very disappointed if they got 45% of the vote in their local area. If you compare, for example, Paul Taylor and Gertching got 77%, and fair play to him, as he should in his own area. If you look to Tubbercurry, the three candidates that ran there, they took 66% of the vote. Mm. In Ballymote, 66% of the vote left and went to other candidates.
Yeah, where to? Have you analysed
well,
that?
Well, I have. And I knew yesterday from the first box I saw, which was Ballymote box four, I knew I was gone because the vote had gone down rather than up. I was hoping to get 150 votes extra in Ballymote, which is modest enough given that there's an electorate of 2,600 there and 1,400 came out to vote. Where did it go to? Darragh Mulvey increased by 50 votes and Gerard Mullaney increased by 50 votes and my vote went down by 30, so that's a swing of 130 votes that I didn't get. And those 50 votes to Darragh Mulvey and to Mullaney would have made no difference whatsoever because, as it turns out, they were so high anyway and they would have been elected. But those 130 votes would have meant that I probably would have got ahead of Connolly, and Connolly's transfer would have been kinder to me than it would to Liam Brennan, and I probably would have been in with a great chance of catching out Liam. But like I said at the beginning, and there's no animosity between me and Liam whatsoever. If there was anyone to take the seat that I couldn't have, I'd be delighted for Liam. And Liam is a credit to his family, and his family were a huge impact to him. Everywhere I went, I was meeting a niece or a nephew that I didn't know was a niece or a nephew. He must have a bundle of them, and they were all working hard for him, gathering in a vote for him that probably Martin, his predecessor, maybe not didn't get. And you know, he's a credit to them, and they're a credit to him as well. I have a small family, but I really, you know, for the last 5 years, I have been doing the work of a councillor because we don't have one there, but. In hindsight, you know, sometimes you don't miss the shelter of the bush until it's gone. And maybe had I not done some of the things that I did in Ballymote, they would have realised what needed to be done was support the local candidate in a greater number.
So are you disappointed?
I'm disappointed. I am disappointed with the performance in Ballymote, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the misinformation that candidates were putting out about me, connecting me with the failures of the current council in relation to issues in the town. You know, trying to associate me with decisions that had been made that had nothing to do with me, in particular relating to the Art Deco Theatre, trying to associate me with the decision on the old Garda station, claiming that I was, you know, involved in a voluntary company when I was away in college 10 years ago. Those were all, you know, mentioned on the doorsteps by candidates to try and poach votes away. And there were also letters that went into to voters of mine trying to split votes where, you know, they knew I was getting the full vote. And I know that's all part and parcel of politics. And maybe I'm not ruthless enough for it. Yeah. And maybe I'm too honest and genuine for it. And that's why the way I am. But I never, when I canvassed on a door, I never talked down any other candidate. I believe when you're canvassing, you should talk up your own candidacy, what you're standing for, and not engage in negative campaigning. But unfortunately, in this case, particularly in the Ballymote area, that negative campaigning worked. And look, fair play to those who were the beneficiaries of it. But for once more, for another 5 years at least anyway, Ballymote will be without a councillor. And I want to thank those people who did vote for me. And out in my home parish in Bunanadan and Calavel, I want to thank those people. My vote did go up significantly there. Mm. There was also, I suppose, a misperception out there that because Willie Gormley, who is a great friend of mine and gave me great support as well, that because he had 1,000 votes, that I was going to immediately get them. But when you broke down the Gormley vote by geography, there was only really about 350 to 400 of that in my immediate area.
Yeah.
And also, when you have a number of sitting councillors coming in, you know, they're always at an advantage. And, you know, putting out the message that my seat is unsafe, and then when you turn around and you get three quarters of a quota, you know, that type of people fall for that. And there's also a lot of people out there who think by giving you a number two vote, they're doing you a great favour. But in your own area, you need every single number one vote that you can get. And that's what the seven councillors who are going to be elected, that's what they did. They got a huge backing of their own people. And for whatever reason, I don't know, but Ballymote just didn't want me.
Yeah. And you think Ballymote is going to be the poorer for it because it doesn't have, we've had this conversation all weekend, a Ballymote-based councillor?
I do, because many of the issues that people were trying to discredit my candidacy with were as a result of the failures of the existing councillors to listen to the people. And they're good councillors, I'm not disputing that. But having somebody in your own area means that you can be there on the ground. I don't have to worry about having a clinic or, you know, being there for a couple of hours during work. I'm there all the time. I'm engaging with people. And I was involved in community groups. And as I said before, I felt the people who gave me a good vote in 2019 that I you know, should assist them. And I was still making representations to people throughout the last 5 years, and probably was soaking up some of the work that the elected councillors should have been doing. So yeah, I do think we will be the worse off for it, but that's, you get what you vote for.
Yeah. But this is not the end of the road, is it, for you politically at all? I mean, you're
I don't know. I'm taking this a lot better than I did the last one.
Yeah.
Because you don't miss what you don't have anymore. I missed being involved in politics. I didn't need to be involved in politics. And I'm not involved for monetary reasons, because I can assure you there are far easier ways of making a living than being involved in politics. If there was no payment for this, my name would still be up there as a candidate, because I wanted to be in politics for my community and for delivering for people. But this has been an extremely difficult year for me for personal reasons. And this time last year, I was preparing for my wedding, and yeah, Things have changed in our own family circumstances. And I want to thank my wife for her unwavering support over the last year in the run-up to this election. And I also want to thank my team of supporters and to my Director of Elections, George Scanlon, as well. And what the last number of months, given what is going on in our circumstances taught me is there's an awful lot more important things out there than politics. But nonetheless, I continued on with the candidacy with the support of my wife Louise and with the support of my family, and thought that the hardships that we are going through would actually be stand me in good stead to represent the people that I wanted to represent. And I walk out of here with my head held high, and life will go on, and the people who voted, you get what you vote for, and if you're happy with your representation, so be it. And congratulations to every one of them. I'm not bitter towards them for the different variety of tactics that they may have used. They're entitled to do that. And certainly to Liam Brennan, as I said, I couldn't have lost the seat that I had earmarked for myself to a better man.
You wouldn't have heard what Mark had to say about you earlier on, but as you say, he's been involved with Fianna Fáil from a very, very early age.
You know, and certainly as a young teenager in Eamon Scanlon's office, politics and Ballymode will be at a loss, and it doesn't matter how good the representation is for the area. But, you know, the third county town, it there's no question but that it would benefit for Keith's participation. And I'm sorry to hear that there has been difficult months. I wasn't aware of that, and I pay tribute to your wife Louise and yourself and your wider family, the Gerard Scanlon, Eamon's brother, and your great election team. Somebody texted me just a second ago saying, you know, a pure decent lad. Sometimes it's difficult to be a prophet in your own land. You said it yourself. And certainly Sligo County Council, while not wishing the demise of any other candidates or anything like that, they will be at a loss for the enthusiasm and the expertise of Keith. And I have no doubt that the community of Ballymore and indeed the wider community of Sligo will continue to benefit from his contributions and the enthusiasm that he has for everything. Tonight's not the night for planning long into the future, but I have no doubt that when the dust settles, you get the batteries recharged and enjoying family life, there will be a law, Ella. I certainly hope there will. And just to pay tribute to you, Keith, it was a very long 2 days for you. It could have went either way, and to commiserate really on this occasion.
John?
That should commiserate with Keith. I know, you know, this I fully understand, and obviously I didn't realise that Louise, or the family situation is, you know, that is but the most important thing, that your priorities are, you know, you have family support, and indeed that's the most important thing of all. But clearly the whole politics is a rough game, there's no doubt about that, and I think when you look at the intensity of 50 candidates, I mean, that is, you know, it was intensity fought on the ground, you know, that's, and it was very much reflected in the votes that were cast across the region. So, you know, that's, it's, you know, beyond that, now, I, you know, it's action of his gutters, and I understand why, and it's clearly, I can see how his disappointment is, and I understand it.
Keith, thanks for being so honest about your situation and coming on, and commiserations to you. But I'm sure you'll be back.
It's very difficult to.
You still have a number of prestigious positions within the organisation, isn't that right, with your party?
Yeah, I have. And look, it's very difficult to say at this stage. I walked out of the last camp centre fully intent that I was going to be a candidate the next time, and set about doing what I thought were the right things to get myself elected. It's not on my mind at the moment. And while politics is a rough and tumble game, people could have made it easier for me.
Keith Henry, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.